You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to break free. The Statue of Liberty is meaningless now. And with this administration.
That's Father Joe Matern of Casa Esther Catholic Workhouse in Omro speaking to a group of about 50 people in South Park in Oshkosh Saturday morning. The No Hate, No Fear, Immigrants Are Welcome Here rally was sponsored by Indivisible Winnebago County, Wisconsin, and Vocas de la Frontera. Deb Martin of Indivisible Winnebago said rallies like this one are essential in the current political climate.
We're finding that they have more fear. One of my friends said, we can't come. And I said, I understand that. I want you to just feel courage that there are those of us who care and that we're going to get together to see in what ways we can help.
Vosa de la Frontera's Hiram Rabadan of Fond du Lac shared some of what he and his fellow immigrants are facing.
They go back to your country and come back legally. The first minute I step out of the United States, it's not possible to come back. If it's a small window to become a legal resident, especially with the atmosphere right now.
Rabadan has been in the United States for nearly two decades and has been a legal resident for the past 2 years. Reverend Ellen Rasmussen of the Algoma Boulevard United Methodist Church in Oshkosh is using her voice because many who are immigrants are frightened to use theirs.
Instead of welcome, we see fear. Instead of dignity, we see raids, detentions, and families torn apart.
Martin said there were similar presentations held Saturday in Green Bay, Manitowoc, and Oconto. We have an update to a story that we've been covering for a few months here. Former Green Bay School Board member Ku Lee now faces two felony counts for misrepresenting his legal address in the 2024 school board election. DA David Lassie filed one count each of election fraud and false swearing in Brown County Circuit Court. Lee will make his initial court appearance on November 19th. The Wisconsin State Patrol is teaming up with the Wisconsin School Bus Association in an effort to encourage safe driving near school buses. Isabella Nieto reports.
September 22nd through 26th is Operation Safe Stop Week, an annual education and enforcement week aimed at informing motorists about the dangers of passing a stopped school bus. Leading up to the week, the State School Bus Association works with its members to identify bus stops where illegal passing is common. The penalty for failing to stop for a school bus increased in 2024. Citations now cost $676.50 and 4 demerit points.
State Republicans have introduced a proposed bill aimed at upholding First Amendment protections on universities of Wisconsin campuses. The legislation would prohibit the university system from restricting legal speech that does not substantially disrupt the functioning of the university. It also states that universities must conduct surveys on academic freedoms and perceived political bias. If passed into law, universities that do not adhere to the legislation would be required to include a disclaimer on all admission notices for the following 4 years. Republican state lawmakers are proposing legislation to promote community solar energy programs across the state. The legislation has been proposed in previous sessions, but it never gained enough support to move forward. If passed into law, it would allow local municipalities to approve small-scale solar energy projects rather than requiring approval by the Public Service Commission. The lawmakers expect to gain bipartisan support for the measure this session, and Governor Tony Evers has expressed support for expanding solar energy use. A Madison Alder is running to become Wisconsin's first openly trans member of the legislature. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Wednesday, Representative Francesca Hong announced she's running for governor. Hong represents Wisconsin's 76th district, which is in Dane County. That leaves her seat open. And now there's a contender. Dina Nina Martinez Rutherford is running for the seat. In 2023, she became Madison's first trans woman on the Common Council. If she wins, she'd be the first trans person in the state legislature. Here's what she told me before announcing her campaign.
And it sounds so trite, but when they can see someone who is actively participating in government, who was sitting in a seat next to people and telling them, I am still a human being and I have every constitutional right that everyone else does, gosh, that makes an impact. And for that little kid who has never seen a trans person really thrive close to them, this is a beacon saying you belong and you are just as valuable as any other human life.
Her platform includes affordable housing as a human right and public policy lifting people out of poverty. The election is in November 2026. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Brewers do it again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers are divisional champs of the NL Central. Although they lost yesterday 5-1 to the Cards, the Reds swept the Cubs, so Milwaukee, divisional champs for a third year in a row. Manager Pat Murphy.
Well, just this team finds a way. They're resilient, and they're guys that have a special it factor.
NFL, the Packers shocked by the Browns, losing 13-10 on a walk-off field goal by Cleveland. Defensive end Micah Parsons.
Man, it's like a movie sometimes how football works. I just think towards the end of the game they play better than us, and we got to play all four quarters of football.
College football, the Badgers losing at home to Maryland Saturday, 27-10, and now headed into the bye.
We've got a challenge. I felt like the culture of this team and the things that we did in the offseason and in fall camp was something that was a lot stronger than what we have had. We're going to find out how strong it is. That's where we're going to have to go because this thing doesn't get any easier.
That's head coach Luke Fickle with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Taylor Swift seems to be getting the hang of this showbiz thing. Variety reports that the pop sensation will hit the big screen again in October. Swift will release an 89-minute release party video that will play in theaters starting October 3rd, which happens to be the same day her new album, The Life of a Showgirl, will drop. Word to the wise, as talented as Swift is, the president says she's no longer hot. Just FYI. Glenn Close has always been serious about doing whatever it takes for a role, even if she looks crazy like she did in Fatal Attraction, or is a cruel villain like in 101 Dalmatians. In her new film, The Summer Book, she is saving the production money on the wardrobe budget because she appears in her birthday suit. The 78-year-old actress told AARP Movies for Grown-Ups that it was her idea to appear nude in the film, as her character says, "That's what people do in Finland," which is where the film is being shot. Road trip. If you're like me, you never need to hear the word y'all ever again. It was a fun novelty as we indulged Southern culture in a show of unity. Those of you who do use or like the word will be happy to know there's a new holiday film called Deck the Y'alls. Sigh. Talk about shoehorning a word into a title. At least there's a good cast and an award-winning one at that. Variety reports that the film stars Jessica Chastain, Octavia Spencer, and Wanda Sykes. Chastain plays a New York City baker who falls for a Southern gent, now it all makes sense, and heads south to spend Christmas with his family, and it's going great until she meets the overprotective mom played by Spencer, who also happens to be a celebrity chef. Chastain and Spencer were both nominated for Oscars in the Best Supporting Actress category in 2012, with Spencer winning for her role in The Help. Chastain would later win an Oscar of her own in the same category for The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Filming begins next year, y'all. Legendary director Martin Scorsese is 82 years old but showing no signs of slowing down. Variety reports that the Oscar winner will direct an adaptation of What Happens at Night, a ghost story novel written by Peter Cameron that came out in 2023. The story follows an American couple who goes to a snowy, cold European city to adopt a child. The film has a couple of A-listers attached already in Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence. Apple Films will oversee production. Actress Anne Hathaway had some choice words for the press, more specifically the paparazzi. While filming The Devil Wears Prada 2 in New York City recently, the press got a little too aggressive for her liking. The Les Mis star told the Vultures to relax and back off because there were children on the set. Hathaway and Meryl Streep are both back for the sequel. The much-anticipated follow-up to The Devil Wears Prada hits theaters May 1st of 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. More clouds than sun today, with scattered showers and a few thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. High temperatures in the mid-70s. For tonight, chance of a shower or storm this evening. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with some patchy fog, a low near 60. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.